Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
You have to begin something before you're ready.
Right.
You can't wait for the idea to be perfect. You can't wait for yourself to have enough confidence, because those things are never going to come by waiting.
Frankly, 4 years ago, the Clinton campaign never thought Bernie Sanders was that much of a threat, or enough of a threat to go after him wholeheartedly. And there's a little bit of a replay of that in mind of many Democrats now. They're only now realizing that Bernie Sanders could get some significant momentum out of those first two states.
Like, when I was single, my why was for vanity reasons.
Yeah.
And now my strive for fitness is for true love. Mm-hmm. Love of self, and then love of my family, because being around is loving my family.
Most important at this point in time.
Today, we'll sample three podcasts. Get set for Magic Lessons, Start Here, H-E-R-E, and The Way I See It. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Good art is like magic. It takes quite a lot of skill and maybe a little bit of luck to create something that evokes a reaction and resonates with people. And if you're really lucky, they may even plead for more. But like any other skill, the magic of good art doesn't appear out of thin air. It has to be worked for. You can learn how to become a creative magician on today's first podcast, Magic Lessons. Join host and author of Eat, Pray, Love, Elizabeth Gilbert, as she sits down with accomplished guest experts from a range of creative fields for discussions to help a new generation of aspiring artists overcome their fears and create more joyfully. Each episode, she'll take a call from artists still working to hone their craft and provide whatever guidance and wisdom she and her guests have to offer. With artists and authors like Michael Ian Black, Neil Gaiman, and Martha Beck, and over 20 episodes of intimate and inspiring conversations, the Magic Lessons spellbook is overflowing with sage advice, kind encouragement, and a wealth of lived experience. Here's a sample from an episode of Magic Lessons featuring photographer and creator of the Humans of New York series, Brandon Stanton. He joins the show to help Anne, a photographer from Pennsylvania, whose main project in recent years has focused in on her brother, a veteran struggling with PTSD and drug addiction. She wants to turn her work into a photo essay exhibit or a book, but fears overwhelmed about how to get started. In this clip, Brandon responds to Anne's very common but misguided feelings of inadequacy and lack of qualification.
So the misunderstanding, I think you and I would agree on this, that people have is that when I get the courage, when I become a confident person, I'll do this.
Exactly.
And also, once I know how to do it, I'll do it.
you're really giving me a layup here, because, you know, this – I gave 3 convention speeches this past week, and you know what we're talking about right now is the kind of the culminating theme that I hit on in all 3 of these speeches, is that you have to begin something before you're ready.
Right.
You can't wait for the idea to be perfect. You can't wait for yourself to have enough confidence, because those things are never going to come by waiting.
Right.
You must start something that you really want to do before you think you're ready. And you have to trust that you're going to become the person along the way that you need to be. And the idea is going to become what it needs to be along the way in order to do it. That's what I did with Humans of New York. The Humans of New York that eventually became successful looks nothing like the Humans of New York that I set out and risked everything to do. It was originally a photo project. You know, I moved to New York with nothing, with 2 suitcases, to photograph 10,000 people and plot their photos on a map. That looks nothing like the Humans of New York that later became successful.
Right.
The Humans of New York that later became successful is about stopping random people on the street and conducting very thorough interviews with them. And if I had waited until I had that perfect idea before I began Humans of New York, it never would have happened.
Right.
Instead, it came out of the work and me starting before I had the perfect idea.
And the project taught you what it was as you were doing it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
As you were doing it.
Just hundreds of small evolutions.
A sample from Magic Lessons from Maximum Fun. Discover the creative magic inside of you with a few magic lessons. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. New to our collection this week is a podcast we think has a pretty cool name. From ABC Audio, it's Start Here, but it's H-E-R-E, not H-E-A-R. It's a daily news podcast hosted by ABC News' Brad Milkey. Every weekday morning, Start Here brings you a straightforward 20-minute rundown of the day's top stories, from impeachment proceedings to primary elections to conflicts around the globe. You get a bite-sized, to-the-point look at the critical issues of the day, perfect for your commute or your workout, and with stories straight from the heart of the national conversation and experts on the ground access, you'll get right to the bottom of the issues at hand. At such a pivotal moment in our nation's history, the best way to be in the know is to start here. Again, that's H-E-R-E. Here's a clip for you from the recent episode of Start Here titled Loaded Questions. The episode from the end of January took a look at the latest in the Trump impeachment trial, new poll results from Iowa and other key primary states, and the recent Iranian airstrike that injured 50 Americans. In this clip, Brad lays out the primary picture, which shows Bernie Sanders ahead just days before the Iowa caucuses.
They dealt with a lot of these issues, frankly, 4 years ago. The Clinton campaign never thought Bernie Sanders was that much of a threat or enough of a threat to go after him wholeheartedly. And there's a little bit of a replay of that in mind of many Democrats now. They're only now realizing that Bernie Sanders could get some significant momentum out of those first two states.
Is that because they want to stay nice, Rick, and just kind of, you know, we want the Democrat to win whoever it is? Or are they afraid of the look of attacking Bernie Sanders and having a bunch of Bernie bros come after them? Like, why are they laying off?
Multiple campaigns have mentioned to me that when Democrats have attacked other Democrats in this primary, it hasn't worked out well.
So that's where the federal government must step in. That's why we have the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act.
Think about Kamala Harris against Joe Biden. Think about Julian Castro.
You said they would have to buy in.
Have to buy in. If she qualifies for Medicaid,
are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago?
Be in for it.
There's a realization that Democrats aren't rewarding Democrat-on-Democrat violence. And you combine that with the fact that Bernie Sanders has this dedicated following that may only be inspired by the fact that people are beating up on him.
I don't feel as though Bernie Sanders would do well against Donald Trump.
I just don't think Bernie can beat Trump.
He's got outside groups attacking him from the left, yes, Democrats, but also, oddly, from the right.
He gives government health insurance to everyone. His socialist Green New Deal.
The Club for Growth warning that the last thing the country needs is a socialist president. I'll tell you, that's almost an independent expenditure on behalf of the Bernie Sanders campaign.
Wait,
the
that's idea, good for him?
It may be good for him in the sense that if you're being accused right now in the modern Democratic Party of being too bold, that might be a good thing.
Okay, so some ninja trickery here on each side, maybe, especially if there are Republicans that would love to see Bernie Sanders face off against President Trump. But Rick, I mean, one last question getting to these candidates. Remember, the Iowa caucuses is different from a primary where your vote is your vote and it stays your vote. You could very well walk into a gym on Monday night with one candidate in mind, and then all of a sudden you walk out having caucused for another candidate. Do we know how this might play out and who voters could be swayed by?
It's a totally strange scenario where if you don't have at least 15% support in the room, you're a free agent because your candidate is not viable, doesn't count. So that means that people can switch their allegiances, and there's all kinds of talk of horse trading right now.
The next president, whomever he or she is, and God willing, it'll be a Democrat, and I hope it's me.
Joe Biden's people have approached Amy Klobuchar's team to say, hey, let's get together here. If either of us needs each other, let's be there for them. I'll tell you, the Klobuchar people don't love that because if you're the smaller fish, the big fish isn't really looking out for your best interest. But Andrew Yang, who has significant support in Iowa and beyond.
The fact is, if you get too many men alone and leave us alone for a while, we kind of become morons.
A lot of his supporters have been approached by supporters for Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden saying, hey, look how powerful we could be if we come up together. It is a bizarre exercise in democracy, and there could be horse trading that actually makes a real difference in terms of the delegate count.
I'm going to say in different parts of the state, too. If you're strong in one part of the state but not the other, you can kind of get together with another candidate. Rick Klein, about to see it with his own eyes. We'll see you in Iowa, Rick.
Thanks, Brad.
That was the ABC News version of Start Here with Brad Milkey. If you're looking for no-nonsense news delivered quick, there's no better place to start than Start Here, H-E-A-R. Now available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Fatherhood is a complicated issue. There are plenty more ways to be a bad father than a good one, and it can be tough to deal with the facts of fatherhood alone. Sometimes all you need is a little perspective, and that's exactly what you'll get on this week's featured local Cincinnati podcast, The Way I See It, Fatherhood from a Colorful Perspective. Each episode, hosts Pridge and JD come together for in-depth discussions of the ups and downs of parenting as fathers of color. The Way I See It explores every aspect of fatherhood, diving into the topics and questions that are often unaddressed or stigmatized in our communities. From raising biracial children to methods of self-care, The Way I See It is chock full of insights on the parenting issues facing fathers of color and fathers in general. After all, they're just two dads trying to give a voice to all the colorful dads out there putting in the work. Here's a sample from the recent episode of The Way I See It titled The Dad Bod. On this episode, Pridge and JD dissect the recent dad bod phenomenon, which celebrates the half-fit, half-fat fatherly figure that dads so often possess. Is this term passive-aggressive or a term to make dads feel better? Well, here the guys talk about the important difference between healthy and fit and the time constraints placed on fathers that contribute to the prevalence of the famous dad bod.
There is a split between healthy and the visual fitness, and that's the thing that we, I think, as society, we get confused with. You know, we associate, I've seen those fit guys. What's the one dude from the Biggest Loser that had the heart attack? He's on the commercials now.
Bob Harper.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this dude is fit. He damn near dropped dead of a heart attack. Yep. So, I mean, what are you healthy? That's the question. So you might be soft. Like I said, I just had my physical, and my numbers are great.
Mine are too.
You know, there's some areas that I want to tighten up, but for the most part, like, my vitals are fantastic.
Yep.
Now, I look in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, I'm about to die tomorrow.
right.
You know?
Because we feel that way.
So for me, I want the health longevity for my family.
Yep.
And that's my driving force. So that's where I stress myself out. It's like, I need to be around for my daughter and my son and my wife.
Right.
You know, down the road. I want to see my daughter get married. I want to see them graduate. So it's more about,
we're a little long in the tooth. We need to, honestly.
Right.
How much harder is it now to work out?
Oh, it's
mentally,
it's
and
hard.
Physically.
It is hard. Like, you know, when I was single, you know, I'd just be like twice it. I was doing 2 days, you know.
But I remember that.
But now you got a family, and it's just as important to take care of your own body, but it's also important to take care of your family. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to be a good parent and you're going to be a good husband, you got to be there.
Yep.
And I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not going to, like, put my kids in the car and go to the gym and have them, you know, not this age. You know, when they're a little bit older, I know our gym has the daycare area they can play.
Yep.
And that's cool, because I think that's also building some things, you know, mentally for them to kind of grow into. Mm-hmm. But like you said, you drop them off at daycare, you pick them up at 5 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You got a couple hours before they go down.
You don't want to spend that time away from them.
Right.
We say it all the time. We have at max 4 hours on the weekday to spend with our kids.
Right.
4 hours.
And that's including morning and evening.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think that's where I've been going with all this. Is that it's the balance of now, like I said, it's the vanity. You know, I'm losing the vanity aspect of it. Because when I was single and I was all fit, it was from a vanity standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's always where I question, like, why did I gain so much weight back? Like, how did I get, you know, you get a relationship, and, you know, we always say, and I think this was my cousin's phrase, was love's not fat free. But ultimately, I think it is, like, when I was single, my why was for vanity reasons.
Yeah.
And now my strive for fitness is for true love, love of self, and then love of my family. Because being around is loving my family.
Most important at this point in time.
Our local Cincinnati podcast, The Way I See It, with Pridge and JD. Fatherhood is a tall task. Don't try and do it alone. Get some help from experts in the field with The Way I See It. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Week, we take a look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation via itunescharts.net. And this up and coming podcast is in the top 5 this week after just a couple of episodes. It's called We Crashed, and it tells the story of Adam Neumann's precipitous plummet from the Wonder Kid CEO of WeWork sitting atop a $47 billion valuation to being ousted from the company and reportedly fleeing the country. Hosted by David Brown, this new podcast series uncovers WeWork's story of hubris and excess that explains how this tech unicorn crashed from a dream into a disaster. That's We Crashed, new to the top five on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about We Crashed and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at wvxu.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.